Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good day, morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of talking about church pushes back against Obamacare. I have Chris on the line. We're going to, I guess, talk for the next 20 minutes and kind of talk about the church position and also about Obamacare. But in the meantime, I guess before we get started, we're just going to go and ask Chris about himself, and if he can share that with us, and then we're going to the show. Good morning, Chris.
Yes, good morning. Well, I'm a Catholic pro-life New York City activist, and I've been working in support of expectant mothers by the tens of thousands over the last 27 years, trying to reach out to those with unexpected pregnancies. And our issues, involve defense of life, sanctity of life, defense of religious liberty, as we do our work and sometimes get attacked for doing it. Mm-hmm. So this is why I'm passionate about this standing up for religious liberty cause that we're engaged in the fight against the worst aspects of Obamacare.
I guess kind of tell us just what the facts are and the position of the church. And I'm a Roman Catholic, so I know the position of the church when it comes to life. But for the people who don't know, can you kind of tell us, number one, what is the church position officially? And number two, kind of tell us about Obamacare and how those two interests conflict.
Well, the church's position is this, that the mission of the church, obviously, is first and foremost, it's the spiritual provision of the sacraments to its followers and, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now, part of the mission, of course, is providing sacraments to the faithful, but a large part of the outreach of the church is to feed the poor, support the poor, nurture the poor, teach the poor in schools, hospitals, clinics, and charities. The mission of the church is being fulfilled. Now, when you are in a large-scale mission, you are expected to provide health care insurance. At least that's been the case up until Obamacare. We've seen two major Catholic universities in the last few weeks literally announced to all their employees, all their teachers and students, that they will no longer provide health care insurance. That is Ave Maria University and Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. Stunning developments. The institutions that employ and teach tens of thousands of kids are no longer going to have health insurance because of the impact of the pending mandates under Obamacare.
So let's stop right
there.
What
are these mandates?
Yeah, before we get to that, I mean to interrupt you because we have a question here about a person was asking about the sacrament, and if you can tell us what the sacrament is. What is the sacrament?
The sacraments are the provision of services of baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, the reconciliation. These are the Christian sacraments that the primary work of the priests and parishes to provide these to parishioners.
Okay.
But there's an argument that the parishes might or might not be exempt from the Obamacare mandates. For instance, state law and federal law prohibits employers from asking the religion of their potential employees. So if you're going to be a Catholic church, even you're interviewing for a janitor. You can't even ask that janitor if he's Catholic. So, wow. In other words, if you end up employing non-Catholics, you are no longer exempt from the impact of Obamacare. So you could argue that even in Roman Catholic parish, which primarily serves its own members, has non-Catholic employees because you're prohibited from employing exclusively Catholics, then you are impacted by Obamacare. So who's exempt? Who's exempt? They talk about exemptions, but nobody is eligible for the exemption.
And
Catholic parishes, Catholic schools, Catholic high schools, Catholic colleges, Catholic charities, Catholic hospitals, Catholic nonprofits, they're not exempt. So in other words, what they have to provide is to employees that want contraception, abortion, sterilization. They have to provide this and pay for it, which goes against the mission and the teaching and the corporate conscience of the church. This violates the religious liberty. You have the government defining what the church really is.
Okay. So before I cut you off, I'm really sorry. I just wanted to make sure she understands what that is. Go back to what you were mentioning about that particular exemption and about the colleges and so forth, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, we find that all Catholic institutions, almost all, are not exempt from the impact of being forced to pay for employees who are often not Catholic for services that go against Catholic teachings. It's basically, it's like the equivalent, let's say you're running a Jewish camp. It's the equivalent of having to serve pork or you're violating the kosher laws in your school or in your religion. It's the equivalent of forcing prisoners in Muslim or Jewish prisoners in our prisons, in our federal prisons, to forcing them to eat pork. Because it goes against their conscience, of course, eating this. They wouldn't dare do it. But it's the same to me. You're violating, if you did that, you're violating the conscience of the prisoners, right?
Absolutely.
We don't do that. We respect the conscience of prisoners. We even give Qurans in Gitmo to the prisoners, okay? Mm-hmm. We let them pray in their private spaces in Gitmo. You know what Gitmo is, right?
No,
that's in Guantanamo Bay. That's the prison camp we keep in Cuba where we keep our terrorists, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we respect them. Well, at least I argue we do. But by forcing Catholics, Catholic bishops and our institutions to pay for abominably abhorrent services, to pay for them, it's the equivalent of providing them. So you can't. So many Catholic bishops and cardinals have said, "We'll shut down our ministries. We'll shut down our schools. We'll shut down our hospitals, rather than violate the tenets of our faith." Because when the government forces you to do this, you have no choice. You either get out of the business, you pay the fines, or you don't pay the fines, and then your bishops and priests and your institution leaders are going to jail.
Well, if we go back, let's back for the church position. The church position, if I'm recalling correctly, they always been pro-life, and they are against anything that blocks the sanctity of life itself. So anything about blocking contraceptives or birth control, their position is, it happens naturally, and they don't believe in it. And because of that, this actually, they're really against of anything that's going to force them to go from their fundamental beliefs on that particular issue.
Well, I mean, you take sterilization. I mean, that's always been considered a mortal sin. That's permanently blocking all sources of life. It's permanently using sex for complete recreation only. Obviously, after sterilization, you can't have children.
Absolutely.
And that's always been considered a mortal sin. I mean, if two parties were to get married in the Catholic Church, and obviously heterosexuals, if one is sterilized, no marriage can take place. it's impossible to be married and to start a marriage in the Catholic Church if one or both parties are sterilized. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be permitted. Now, you take contraceptives, which include condoms, so all the way through all the birth control pills and all the other methods of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these methods, which are ingest pills, will allow abortion to take place. They in effect, cause a chemical abortion or can cause a chemical abortion. So that obviously gets into the life issue.
And they,
because if you use a product that's going to cause an abortion, that's the ending of a life that's already existing. That's not preventing a life from coming in. It's causing a life to end.
Absolutely.
That's killing.
Now, if we go back to what's in President Obama's health care that says basically institutions across the board must offer that, and if you can name what the exemptions are, then we can go from there.
The exemptions are for institutions that exclusively serve their own flock and employ members of their own flock.
Okay.
But I just explained state law prohibits you from discriminating against people who are not Catholic in certain roles in a Catholic institution, and therefore you rarely find a Catholic institution that only employs and only serves members of its own faith. Can you think of a Catholic hospital you've ever walked into that where there's a sign on the door, "We only serve Catholics here, show us your baptismal certificate"?
Nope, they can't do that.
I mean, or a Catholic school. Have you ever seen a Catholic school that only accepts Roman Catholics as students? Or Catholic universities that you have to be Catholic to attend? Does such an organization exist?
Mm-hmm. So one person can force them to lose the exemption if they employ one person in a local parish that is not of that faith.
Well, you could make that legal distinction. Yes. You could. So you could make that legal argument.
So what is the church's?
Well, right now, the battlefront has been fought mainly by the larger institutions, by the schools, by the hospitals, by the Catholic Charities agencies.
Mm-hmm.
These are the and there are non-Catholic agencies that are offended by these rules, that they know they impinge on future religious liberty. They know that, and this is why non-Catholic Christians and Jews and Muslim organizations have come out against Obamacare, and some of them have sued and joined in and taken their own suits against Obamacare.
Now, ultimately, it's going to be decided within the next month or so with the Supreme Court.
Not the whole package,
okay.
Not everything. Because, yes, remember that the Supreme Court has many ways of responding to this. The state's lawsuits, the lawsuits that were filed that are going to be ruled on by the end of June,
mm-hmm.
Will really be more about the individual mandate. It will not necessarily overturn Obamacare completely. If it leaves open certain aspects of Obamacare, the issue of the religious liberty and the health and human services mandate, which isn't supposed to go into effect for another 10 months or so.
Okay.
They gave a year grace period. So that may not be ruled on now. That may be for another day. It may be for a ruling in 6 months to a year.
But so,
because these other lawsuits have just been filed.
Okay. And what is your prediction? What's going to happen at the end of the month?
I believe that the Obamacare... the individual mandate that everyone must buy health insurance will be overturned. I believe they will personally, I'm guessing, it's just speculation, that they will allow the overall program to go ahead but not force individual Americans to buy in.
Okay. And if they leave in whole, what have you think the church position? Just continue to sue because they're going to have to
comply.
Well,
the church position is it's fundamentally flawed.
Okay.
As to the aspect of the religious a mandate as the because it's unconstitutional violation of religious liberty. It forces a church to basically redefine itself to only serving its own flock, which is absurd. I mean, Jesus Christ preached to Samaritans, Jews, Greeks, everyone. Jesus Christ wouldn't get a religious exemption under Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just absurd, the notion that religion is just to serve its own flock exclusively and employ only members of its own flock exclusively. It's just absurd. It's a notion that the government is going to define what you can and cannot do, what you have to and cannot fund, what you, you know, in effect, it's forcing pork down everyone's throat, whether you, you're revolted by pork or it's against your religion or not.
Well, if the Supreme Court keeps it intact, has the Catholic Church says, I have said what they're actually going to do, just continue this, keep it in court till they are heard and it's finally resolved, or because they're going to have to start complying.
Well, the Catholic Church bishops have said they're prepared to close down their ministries, their hospitals, their schools, and turn it all over to the government. And of course, they'll fight to their dying breath every lawsuit they can, but ultimately, they're not going to comply with these regulations. They're not going to comply.
Well,
the church will commit civil disobedience. They will pay fines, or they will go to jail in refusal to pay fines, or they will just close down. There are all kinds of different strategies that they will employ, but ultimately, the government will not crush religion in this country because this is a country founded on religious liberty.
Okay.
They will not. Obama will not win. He will also. I venture to say the worst this issue comes up. The more this issue comes up, the more it's going to remind Americans as to what a radical Obama really is, and it's going to contribute to his defeat in the November elections.
So I know what the biggest the position of the church today. I mean the. I know it's, in theory they can say they can close, but oh my gosh, I doubt seriously they were closed because of they employ so many people, and they have huge institutions across the country. So are they saying, the bishops are saying, okay, we'll just see what happens and maybe sell these institutions to different entities to get out of that all together? Or because we look at colleges like Catholic U and Notre Dame and George Washington, and it is simply huge institutions. They can't close in a sense and be unpolitical. You know, it's no way they're going to actually close. Or they say they're going to actually give up their rights for those particular universities.
Well,
and parish churches.
It's far more complex than to say the church is going to do this, the church mm-hmm. is going to do that. I mean, there are boards of directors of all of these organizations, and they're all legal separate entities.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope isn't on the board of directors of any Catholic universities in America, except perhaps the ones that are pontifical, the ones that are under Vatican influence and direct responsibility. But Georgetown and Notre Dame, they have a board of directors. They're legally obliged to manage and direct the organizations. Now, what can happen is if a Catholic bishop finds that an institution no longer deserves the name Catholic, they can be stripped of their listings as a Catholic institution in the Catholic directories in the United States, and they no longer can call themselves or advertise themselves as Roman Catholic. Can they continue as institutions that are secularized, just like our major Ivy League schools were all once religious institutions? Surely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was Columbia University once religious? Was Harvard? Was Yale? Yes, they all were. Are they now? No, of course not.
And
did the same thing happen to Georgetown and Notre Dame? Of course. In many ways, they've already compromised in many, many ways, and they have very diminished religious purposes in their institutions.
But when they place a local diocese, you know, I can see you can get by with the uh-huh. Catholic Charities, but however, when you actually get to the church itself, we have so many Catholic churches.
Well, you're not going to close dioceses. It's
no.
just not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
The state is going to have to come in and close them if they are forced to pay for abortions, contraception, sterilization. They're not going to do it.
So
it's going to be the state. Do you think the state's going to come in with stormtroopers and close down the Catholic center, the diocese? I really don't think they're going to do it.
They're just going to have to pay the
fine. No, they're going to go to. The IRS is going to come after them. And is the IRS going to put closure notices on the doors of the Catholic churches?
No.
I don't think that's going to happen in this country.
No.
There's going to be a revolt like you've never seen. Civil disobedience of bishops and cardinals going to prison? Do you think that the Democrats want that? That's going to be it's going to be a political death knell for Democrats to push this forward. It really is. It's going to be the death knell of the Democrat Party for the Catholics and the working class and Hispanics. It's going to be a rallying cry that you're going to see people who could care less really about religion, who are really weekly mass goers. You're going to see them defend their church.
Absolutely.
You're already seeing it. The polls are going in the way of the Republicans on this. And this is going to be a wedge issue that could determine the election in November for president.
So when it comes to parishes themselves, since they're going to be forced to actually either pay the penalty, but they can also just deny coverage.
Parishes are not going to have the freedom to make these decisions individually.
Okay.
This is going to be made by
what
they do is all going to be made by their bishops or archbishops.
Okay.
Individual parishes aren't going to have to battle this out, believe me.
Now you said
it's going to all happen at the diocesan level.
Absolutely. You mentioned earlier regarding, I think, some of the institutions say they would not offer the employees health care insurance, or they give them an option to buy these plans somewhere else, or they just have to go to the government pool once that's offered.
Well, what's going to happen in some institutions is that they're going to just stop offering insurance, period. And people will see whether they'll have a mandate to be fined or punished if they don't go out and buy it for themselves. I just told you at the beginning of the show,
sure,
two major Catholic institutions have lifted all their insurance. They're not offering it, even to their teachers, who employ thousands of people. You're on your own. They've told at their teachers and professors and staff at the Ave Maria University and Franciscan University in Steubenville. And the students, they're on their own. Now that's pretty darn radical. Because if the Obamacare rules that the institutions have to offer insurance or the individuals have to buy it, that's a whole nother battle. But we'll know where the government, what they can do about individual mandates in a few weeks. But, these are radical times, and Catholic institutions are not going to all take one answer. You may see a split off of some of these Catholic universities, and they'll pay for the insurance, and they'll just say, that's the law, we're going to comply, we're not going to fight it. But Notre Dame University decided to fight. They were one of the 42 organizations that joined in the recent battle with the Archdiocese of New York and Cardinal Dolan,
mm-hmm,
and many other dioceses. So we'll see. You know, there'll be some separation of the men and the boys in this battle.
Okay. In closing, do you have any actually last words or that you can offer?
I would say for Americans across the time zones from Hawaii to the East Coast, six time zones, this coming Friday at noon, whatever your time zone is where you're listening to this,
mm-hmm,
at noon in a major city near you, in every state in the country, there's a Stand Up for Religious Liberty rally. I'm speaking at one in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
This Friday, June 8th at noon. Go to standuprally.com, standuprally.com, to find the nearest location to you and come out and speak out and stand up. There'll be a dozen speakers at each rally or more, and banners and signs will be available at the events. So get out there and speak your mind and stand up for freedom, please.
Absolutely. If they have a website, I mean, I know you just listed this website. If they have any website, if they want to contact you for more information.
If anyone wants to contact me personally, my my website for EMC Frontline is EMC, standing for Expectant Mother Care, EMCFrontline.org, EMCFrontline.org.
Chris, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Been my pleasure. Thank you.
God Chris Slattery, take care. Again, you've been, this is another episode of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. And again, we ask you to go ahead and put reviews in on these particular episodes in iTunes or just Google Plus. Everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.